Good morning for New England Public Radio News. I'm Carrie Healy. Little Pig Saves the Ship. The children's picture book is the next pick in our annual back-to-school book series. The main character is too young to attend sailing camp with the rest of his family, yet still manages to have a big adventure of his own. I sat down with author and illustrator David Hyde Costello in his Amherst, Massachusetts studio and asked him why we are reading about a little pig.
I started with a pig because one of my nephews, when he was little, liked pig stories. And I don't know how he got onto pig stories, but that was something we would do together. So I made up a pig story for him. And then when I had the idea for this book, which was really about his younger brother, who was at the time the littlest in the family, then I was just in pig mode at that point.
Were you ever the little, or were you the oldest?
I am the littlest, yes. I have one older brother, and yeah, and I was the youngest one in my family. I remember being a kid and being in crowded places and not being able to see over people, and I can relate to that position.
The way a short picture book gets made, there has to be a quick conflict that's easily resolved and some really great illustrations with it. How do you encapsulate a conflict that's not going to be too scary, too much for a little kid to deal with? And rather than being jealous of the older siblings that go away on this trip, you don't have a meltdown and you don't have tears.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I mean, and actually, what you're describing is exactly what I was going for with this pig, with Little Pig Saves the Ship, that if you step back from it, it's a very minor problem, but it's a big deal to him. And that is really the point of the book, that he can't join his older siblings in the big adventure that they're going to have, but he ends up having an adventure that is to his scale. But emotionally, he probably has a bigger adventure than they had going off to sailing camp and leaving him on his own.
Yeah. So how do you get in touch with your inner small?
Oh, I think I'm pretty constantly in touch with my inner small. I sometimes say what I do now is I do all the same things I did when I was a kid. I just do them with an adult skill set.
So the little pig has his own grand adventure, and everything is resolved in the end. There are two characters that help him on his way. There's the grandfather, and who's the other character?
Poppy is the one that makes the ship that they sail mm-hmm. together. And Grandpa is so here's the deal. So Little Pig has two grandfathers, okay. And they are a same-sex couple, and that is never explicitly stated in the book. What I would say about that is, those characters are there for a reason, and because they're not, you know, you don't often see same-sex couples in picture books. What I would say about their relationship in this book, where you actually see the two grandfathers sitting together, I would say the nature of their relationship comes into the story exactly as much as it relates to the story, and exactly as much as any little kid cares, which is not at all. Mm-hmm. So it's there. That's it.
The pacing of the book, especially where the ship is actually going to float across the stream, is going to be the highlight of Little Pig's non-vacation. And that just seemed so wonderful and so childlike. Was it hard to build to that point?
Well, first of all, thank you. And no, because I think I'm in that space already. You know, I don't have kids myself, and so my brother has kids, a lot of my friends have kids, so I'm the fun uncle. I get to just play with them. So no, I guess it was just very easy for me to have access to that memory when I was that age, and that it's just a very vivid memory for me, the time I spent at the stream near my house playing with these boats. And I loved the time in childhood when, you know, your brain is not cluttered with adult responsibilities or for whatever reason, kids are able to zero in on the piece of grand theater happening, even though it's all in a very small space. So that was definitely what I think Little Pig is doing in that book.
Will Little Pig kind of stay like Curious George and always be young?
I can't imagine Little Pig getting older. You know, maybe he would have a fifth birthday at some point. So I don't know. But in my mind, that is how old he is, and that's the character, and he stays that age. So yeah, definitely, if there are 10 Little Pig books, even if he couldn't possibly do in 1 year everything that he eventually does, he will still be the same age.
David Hyde Costello wrote Little Pig Saves the Ship. You can check out other selections from our back-to-school book series at nepr.net.